Hi, it's Colin Coward from the Colin Coward Podcast. Every goal starts with an assist. As official partners of U.S. soccer, this team is ready to deliver. Sensodyne, dentist-recommended defense of your sensitive teeth. Centrum, fueling your day with science-backed nutrients. Advil, of course, powerful inflammation-fighting pain relief. Voltaren Arthritis Gel, helps penetrate deep, keeps the joints moving, and Tums, ready to counterattack with fast heartburn relief. Learn how Haleon can assist your game day goals at haleonassist.com/Colin.
Hey guys, it's Ryan. I want to tell you about my new pastime, Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has been around for over a decade, delivering the most fun you can have online. Play social casino-style games for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
Identity theft can cost more than you think. Drained investment accounts, stolen tax returns, lost wages, expenses for lawyers. It's a lot. That's why LifeLock is backed by the $1 Million Protection Package, which covers up to $3 million for the most comprehensive plan. So if your money is stolen due to identity theft, they've got your back. If you have personal expenses while resolving identity theft, like paying for travel or extra childcare, LifeLock has your back. Need coverage for lost wages because work had to take a backseat throughout all this? You guessed it. LifeLock still has your back. Plus, there's coverage if you need to pay fees for lawyers and experts to resolve your case. Don't face the burden of identity theft alone. Protect your future and finances with LifeLock. Join today. Visit LifeLock.com/iHeart and save up to 30% your first year. That's LifeLock.com/iHeart for 30% off. Terms apply.
Drew McIntyre here from WWE. Wielding the Claymore can be a life of chaos. When I'm not dominating in the ring, Chumba Casino is how this warrior takes a wee break. With hundreds of online social games and new weekly releases, there's always something fresh to try. And those daily boosts, next level. Even my free time feels like Valhalla. So when life feels like a battle, kick up your feet, have some fun, and let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
This is Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi. Here now, Tony Bruschi.
Interesting developments around the world. Oh, Alec Murdaugh. The man whose job was policing the police just got fired for his own misconduct. Yeah. Allegedly, Ryan Kelly was the chief inspector of the Office of Professional Standards at the Charleston County Sheriff's Office in South Carolina. Internal affairs. His entire job was investigating allegations against other officers, harassment complaints, policy violations, conduct unbecoming. He was the person who decided whether law enforcement officers deserve to keep their badge. Kind of a big deal, you know? And then on June 8th of 26, Sheriff Carl Ritchie terminated him. The allegations against Kelly include harassment, unbecoming conduct, improper procedures, and unsatisfactory performance. Kind of the same stuff he's supposed to be policing and making sure is not part of the department. The separation paperwork from the South Carolina Criminal Justice Academy lists the category as substandard performance, excessive absenteeism, and sleeping on duty. He lasted a little over a year. No criminal charges were filed, no sled investigation into criminality. But the man who ran internal affairs could not survive an internal affairs investigation into himself. That would be a bad week for anyone, but Ryan Kelly isn't just any law enforcement officer. Before he took the Charleston County job in January of 25, this is where it matters. Because you're like, well, he's only been there a year? Kelly spent more than a decade as a senior special agent in the South Carolina Law Enforcement Division that you've come to lovingly know as SLED. And during that time, he was one of the key investigators in the sprawling criminal cases surrounding Alec Murdaugh. He even testified at Alec Murdaugh's trial back in 23. He was one of the last witnesses the prosecution called before resting its case. And the first hearing in Alec Murdaugh's retrial, that is scheduled for not too far from this moment, June 29th. When Fox News asked Murdaugh's lead defense attorney, Dick Harpootlin, whether Kelly's termination could affect the upcoming retrial, Poot gave three words: not at this time. Interesting. because the Post and Courier asked him the same question. He said something very different, and we'll get to that. Kelly isn't the only SLED agent from the Murtaugh case whose credibility is crumbling. The lead investigator in the Moselle double homicide, David Owen, admitted on witness stand on the witness stand that he gave inaccurate testimony to the grand jury that indicted Alec for murder, and he quietly retired. But Owen's story didn't end there. It got worse, much worse, and we will get to that, too. As we do, your thoughts in the comment section on Substack and YouTube. We'd love for you to weigh in. Those links are in the description. Kelly was the lead investigator on September 4th of 2021 in the roadside shooting. That's the bizarre incident where Alec called 911 and claimed he'd been shot by an unknown assailant while changing a flat tire on a rural Hampton County road. He just came and he shot me. I don't know what was going on. I'm out here and I'm bleeding a lot. And I'm eating boiled peanuts, and they're quite, if anybody wants any boiled peanuts, I got a cup here. You can have some if you like. You want a boiled, I'm bleeding, but you want a boiled peanut? They're Cajun.
I say that because that's one of my only memories of Hampton County. I was down there last year for a short period of time, nothing to do with Alec Murtaugh, actually on vacation, heading to Charleston, drove through. Stopped at a gas station and got some boiled peanuts. And it did make me think for a moment, Alec was right around one of these roads with a fake assassination attempt coming out of his mouth. He was taken to a hospital in Savannah with with what turned out to be a superficial gunshot wound to the head, a skull fracture, and a subdural hematoma. It sounded like a random attack. It wasn't. Investigators eventually determined that Alec had orchestrated the entire thing. He arranged for Curtis' cousin Eddie Smith to be there, his alleged drug supplier and the person prosecutors described as his money mule, to shoot him so his surviving son Buster could collect a life insurance payout. Alec later admitted to the actual scheme. The roadside shooting happened 3 months after the murders of Maggie and Paul. It was a separate crime, but prosecutors wove it into the murder trial as evidence of a pattern. Alec lied about the roadside shooting. He lied about being at the dog kennels the night Maggie and Paul were killed. The prosecution's argument was pretty simple. This is a man who lies. He lies to investigators. He lies to protect himself. He lied about shooting himself, and he lied about the murders. Kelly was the agent who walked the jury through that argument. He testified about DNA evidence recovered from a knife found near the roadside scene. He testified about the investigative steps that tied Smith to Murtaugh. And he made at one point, or made, I should say, one point that mattered more than any of the others. Alec Murtaugh never identified Curtis Smith during the 911 call. He didn't name Smith during the ambulance ride. He didn't give up Smith's name during the initial hospital interview. Smith's name only surfaced after investigators started pulling apart the inconsistencies in his story. Kelly also told the jury that investigators found no evidence whatsoever connecting Smith to the June 7th, 2021 murders of Maggie and Paul. That mattered because it shut down alternative suspect theories that some observers have been floating. The cross-examination was heated. Harpootlin grilled Kelly about Alec's medical state at the hospital, whether Kelly should have interviewed a man on opioids and benzodiazepines, and whether SLED broke an agreement about how Alec would be arrested after leaving rehab. At one point, Judge Clifton Newman sustained an objection because Harpootlin was badgering the witness. Kelly pushed back hard. He told Harpootlin that Alec appeared coherent, that he was walking around on his phone, and that HIPAA prevented him from asking doctors about Alec's medical condition. Kelly was also one of four SLED agents that Harpootlin subpoenaed in August of 2022, months before the trial even started, alongside David Owen, Charles Gent, and Ryan Neal. Kelly was ordered to appear at a hearing where the defense alleged that investigators and prosecutors had improperly handled evidence and leaked information about the case. The defense strategy was already quite clear before the first trial began. Discredit SLED, undermine confidence in the investigation, make the jury doubt whether the people who built the case could be trusted. That was the strategy in 22. And then the people who built the case started doing the work for them. Let's start with Becky Hill. She was the Colleton County Clerk of Court who managed the jury during the six-week trial. Her job was to be a neutral officer of the court. Instead, the South Carolina Supreme Court found that she committed what they called shocking jury interference in a breathtaking and disgraceful effort to undermine the jury process. Hill pled guilty to obstruction of justice, perjury, and misconduct in office. She got 3 years probation. The judge said she would have imposed a harsher sentence if evidence had surfaced that she tampered with the jury. The Supreme Court's unanimous ruling on May 13th to 26th overturned Alec's murder convictions and, in fact, ordered a new trial. Then David Owen, lead investigator, the centerpiece of the entire SLED case against Alec Murdaugh. At trial, defense attorney Jim Griffin exposed that Owen told the Colleton County grand jury that Alec's white T-shirt had high-velocity blood spatter on it. That testimony was critical. It helped secure the murder indictment. There was one problem. SLED's own forensic laboratory had tested the shirt and found no human blood. The lab released those results. Owen testified he didn't learn about the negative results until a full year later. He said he didn't get the email. Owen also failed to search the Murdaugh family's Elmeda property for 3 months, despite having the family's permission and despite investigators later theorizing that critical evidence may have been actually there. You know, it's a murder scene. You might want to look and not sleep on the job. The crime scene at Moselle was contaminated. It rained. Family members and friends walked through it. The housekeeper cleaned showers before SLED collected evidence. The clothes Alex was wearing in a Snapchat video taken an hour before the killings were never recovered. I want to acknowledge SLED didn't make an effort to find them. This is all a big deal, everyone, because it's the investigation that's probably going to give Alec Murdaugh a not guilty verdict the second time around. I'll say it now. Not that I think he's not guilty, but when you F up the investigation with incompetent people like this, in my opinion, well, you don't put the work in, you're not going to get the conviction. You don't have everything else to lay it on. Your work matters. After the trial, Owen quietly retired. Ryan Neal, the Lowcountry investigative captain who oversaw SLED's regional division during the Murdaugh investigation, also quietly retired. And now Ryan Kelly, fired from Charleston County for harassment, unbecoming conduct, and unsatisfactory performance. The firing has not been linked to anything that happened during the time at SLED. The allegations at Charleston County appear to be entirely separate from the Murdaugh cases. Courts may very well view them as having no bearing on the murder case. But that distinction lives in a courtroom. It does not live in a jury's gut. When Harpootlin cross-examines Kelly at the retrial and asked him about his current employment status, the answer is going to be that he got fired from his last job for misconduct. That's not evidence of investigative failure, but it's the kind of thing that sticks. And, you know, for one second here, let's examine this for a moment. Because what we're talking about, and I don't know this guy from Adam, so this is very much pure conjecture. All right? But if you know, looks like the Alec Murdaugh trial might be coming around again. And you know that the missteps you made or the steps you just didn't take for whatever reason, a big old flashlight's going to be shining on you very soon, and there might be some shame involved. Maybe you still carry some of that shame from the first trial, even though he was convicted. It may lead to things going on within someone. Things that may change a personality. I don't know. This may be the track record. This may just be how he is. I mean, what he got fired for may be just a reflection of how he was in SLED. Again, pure conjecture. I have no idea. When you get fired for harassment, unbecoming conduct, and unsatisfactory performance, it may also tell you that there's a bit of a downward spiral going on, that you're not able to bring it to your job the way you should, or you'd maybe like to. That may tell me that there's something going on internally. Maybe something personal. Maybe it's connected to Murdaugh. Maybe there's some shame there. Maybe there's, I don't know. I don't know. But I would say this. I really hope all of these key witnesses in this case make it to the next Alec Murdaugh trial. Because shame is a powerful thing. And in no way am I saying that someone else is going to step in. I'm more concerned for the people that are going to be on the stand whose shitty police work is going to be called out. That may not just have a give a shit left to take it. I'd be watching out for these folks a little bit. For their own safety. That's what I'd be concerned about. Of them not doing anything to harm themselves. That's my own take. I'm always like looking two or three steps ahead. Okay, this is what's going on. This guy has a track record of not being the best at his job. But why? What's going on? What's going on that this guy was so uninspired to do the job right the first time and so uninspired to do the job right the second time in his new job that he got fired from there? What is going on with this person? And how stable are they going to be? And what are the odds that they're going to make it another year or two until the next Alec Murdaugh trial and can provide the testimony that's needed? Will they even be called at this point, honestly? Or are they too dangerous of a witness to put in front of a jury because it will lead to reasonable doubt? Again, so many questions, not a lot of answers. I'd be curious if you got some thoughts in the comments section. One by one, the people who built and managed the prosecution of Alec Murdaugh kept falling into their own credibility holes. This isn't a legal argument. It's a pattern. And whether or not they have anything to do with Alec Murdaugh himself is beside the point. The jury just needs to see it. And once they get a whiff, you don't know. You don't know. So what did Harpootlin actually tell the Post and Courier about Kelly's firing? Not no comment, not the three-word dismissal he gave Fox News. He said, I'm going to take a while to investigate things that have occurred since the trial. That's not a deflection. That's a man telling you he's already treating this as material. The first hearing in the retrial is scheduled for June 29th before Judge Deborah McCaslin, circuit court judge from Lexington County, appointed by the South Carolina Supreme Court. New judge, new venue likely, since the defense has already signaled they want the trial moved out of Colleton County. No possibility of a plea deal, according to the defense. Harpootlin has said publicly there is absolutely no chance of Alec Murdaugh pleading guilty to anything related to the murders of his wife and son. After the Supreme Court ruling, Harpootlin said the SLED investigation has more holes than Swiss cheese. He said David Owen lied to the grand jury to get an indictment. He said the defense now has sworn testimony they didn't have before the first trial that will allow them to discredit the investigations and investigators even further. And when reporters asked whether the defense has new evidence, Harpootlin said, we've got some great stuff. We're not going to tell that before trial. Meanwhile, the defense argues that the Supreme Court's reversal effectively bars the prosecution from reintroducing the financial crimes evidence that dominated the first trial. 12 hours of testimony about stolen money, defrauded clients, insurance fraud, the life built on lies. Whether Judge McCaslin formally excludes that evidence is the legal fight that has not yet been decided yet. But if the defense is right, the prosecution loses the single most powerful weapon that carried the first conviction. The first jury deliberated for 3 hours. So what does the prosecution have left? The kennel video. Paul's phone captured a recording from minutes before the estimated time of death. Alec's voice is on it. He told investigators he wasn't there. Then he took the stand at trial and admitted he lied. It's devastating evidence. The cell phone data, the OnStar GPS records from Alec Suburban compressed his timeline, undercutting his alibi that he spent a long visit at his mother's house. And that matters. But no murder weapon has ever been recovered. No DNA links Alec to the killings. There are no eyewitnesses, no confession, no crime scene. The crime scene was compromised by weather and foot traffic and sled. The actual investigators contaminating it left and right all over the property. All of the things that weren't fingerprinted or checked for DNA. Oh, my God. The list goes on and on. And David Owen didn't just retire. After leaving SLED, he surfaced in a completely separate murder case. Michael Colucci, charged in the death of his wife, a circuit court judge, quashed Colucci's indictment after the attorney general's office disclosed critical exculpatory evidence to the defense just 2 days before jury selection was set to begin. Owen was specifically named. The defense in that case accused him of concealing information that should have gone to the grand jury. Same investigator, same accusation, different courtroom. The man who built the foundation of the prosecution's case against Alec Murdaugh now carries credibility problems from two separate cases. And the state has put him back on the stand. Or has to put him back on the stand. Maybe. We'll see. Dick Harpudlin is the loudest attorney in South Carolina. He spent 5 years telling anyone, with a camera, that SLED botched this investigation. He's called the lead investigator a liar. He's threatened subpoenas. He has held press conferences. And right now, with every new headline doing the work for him, he's saying less than he has at any point in this case. Alec Murdaugh may very well have killed his wife and son. The Kennel video makes an argument that is hard to walk away from. His lie about being there matters a lot. Makes it a lot harder. But the question facing the next jury is not whether Alec did it. It's whether they can trust the people who said they proved he did. The clerk who managed the first jury stands convicted of perjury and obstruction. The lead investigator admitted to misleading a grand jury, quietly retired, and then was named in a separate murder case for suppressing evidence, allegedly. A second key agent just got fired from his next job, again, for alleged misconduct. Whatever Alec Murdaugh did or didn't do on June 7th of 21, Megan Paul Murdaugh dead. Shot at a dog kennel on their family's property. They deserve a prosecution built on evidence. A jury can trust, presented by investigators whose credibility holds up under cross-examination in a courtroom that doesn't have its thumb on the scale. First trial didn't deliver that. And every time another name from that prosecution falls, the second trial's ability to deliver justice gets harder, not for Alec, but for Maggie and Paul. Give me your thoughts in the comment section on Substack and YouTube. I'd love for you to weigh in. We will continue that conversation right there. Until next time, I'm Tony Bruschi. We will talk again real soon.
Want more on this case and others? Then press subscribe now and don't miss a moment of true crime coverage from Tony Bruschi and the Hidden Killers podcast.
Identity theft can cost more than you think. Drained investment accounts, stolen tax returns, lost wages, expenses for lawyers. It's a lot. That's why LifeLock is backed by the $1 Million Protection Package, which covers up to $3 million for the most comprehensive plan. So if your money is stolen due to identity theft, they've got your back. If you have personal expenses while resolving identity theft, like paying for travel or extra childcare, LifeLock has your back. Need coverage for lost wages because work had to take a backseat throughout all this? You guessed it. LifeLock still has your back. Plus, there's coverage if you need to pay fees for lawyers and experts to resolve your case. Don't face the burden of identity theft alone. Protect your future and finances with LifeLock. Join today. Visit LifeLock.com/iHeart and save up to 30% your first year. That's LifeLock.com/iHeart for 30% off. Terms apply.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Game night's fun until someone spends 5 minutes lining up one shot. Chalk, breathe, re-chalk, still aiming. While they figure it out, I fire up Chumba Casino. I can spin anywhere, anytime, and there's always a new social casino game every week. Spins happen way faster than that shot. Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Identity theft can cost more than you think. Drained investment accounts, stolen tax returns, lost wages, expenses for lawyers. It's a lot. That's why LifeLock is backed by the $1 Million Protection Package, which covers up to $3 million for the most comprehensive plan. So if your money is stolen due to identity theft, they've got your back. If you have personal expenses while resolving identity theft, like paying for travel or extra childcare, LifeLock has your back. Need coverage for lost wages because work had to take a backseat throughout all this? You guessed it. LifeLock still has your back. Plus, there's coverage if you need to pay fees for lawyers and experts to resolve your case. Don't face the burden of identity theft alone. Protect your future and finances with LifeLock. Join today. Visit LifeLock.com/iHeart and save up to 30% your first year. That's LifeLock.com/iHeart for 30% off. Terms apply.
Hey, it's Ryan Seacrest here, and if you're looking for some serious fun, head over to ChumbaCasino.com. At Chumba Casino, you can play all your favorite social casino-style games for free anytime, anywhere. It's the most fun you can have on your phone or computer.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21+.
Identity theft can cost more than you think. Drained investment accounts, stolen tax returns, lost wages, expenses for lawyers. It's a lot. That's why LifeLock is backed by the $1 Million Protection Package, which covers up to $3 million for the most comprehensive plan. So if your money is stolen due to identity theft, they've got your back. If you have personal expenses while resolving identity theft, like paying for travel or extra childcare, LifeLock has your back. Need coverage for lost wages because work had to take a backseat throughout all this? You guessed it. LifeLock still has your back. Plus, there's coverage if you need to pay fees for lawyers and experts to resolve your case. Don't face the burden of identity theft alone. Protect your future and finances with LifeLock. Join today. Visit LifeLock.com/iHeart and save up to 30% your first year. That's LifeLock.com/iHeart for 30% off. Terms apply.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Game night's fun until someone spends 5 minutes lining up one shot. Chalk, breathe, re-chalk, still aiming. While they figure it out, I fire up Chumba Casino. I can spin anywhere, anytime, and there's always a new social casino game every week. Spins happen way faster than that shot. Play now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Let's Chumba. Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21+. Terms and conditions apply.
Identity theft can cost more than you think. Drained investment accounts, stolen tax returns, lost wages, expenses for lawyers. It's a lot. That's why LifeLock is backed by the $1 Million Protection Package, which covers up to $3 million for the most comprehensive plan. So if your money is stolen due to identity theft, they've got your back. If you have personal expenses while resolving identity theft, like paying for travel or extra childcare, LifeLock has your back. Need coverage for lost wages because work had to take a backseat throughout all this? You guessed it. LifeLock still has your back. Plus, there's coverage if you need to pay fees for lawyers and experts to resolve your case. Don't face the burden of identity theft alone. Protect your future and finances with LifeLock. Join today. Visit LifeLock.com/iHeart and save up to 30% your first year. That's LifeLock.com/iHeart for 30% off. Terms apply.
Hey, it's Ryan Seacrest here, and if you're looking for some serious fun, head over to ChumbaCasino.com. At Chumba Casino, you can play all your favorite social casino-style games for free anytime, anywhere. It's the most fun you can have on your phone or computer.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21+.
Identity theft can cost more than you think. Drained investment accounts, stolen tax returns, lost wages, expenses for lawyers. It's a lot. That's why LifeLock is backed by the $1 Million Protection Package, which covers up to $3 million for the most comprehensive plan. So if your money is stolen due to identity theft, they've got your back. If you have personal expenses while resolving identity theft, like paying for travel or extra childcare, LifeLock has your back. Need coverage for lost wages because work had to take a backseat throughout all this? You guessed it. LifeLock still has your back. Plus, there's coverage if you need to pay fees for lawyers and experts to resolve your case. Don't face the burden of identity theft alone. Protect your future and finances with LifeLock. Join today. Visit LifeLock.com/iHeart and save up to 30% your first year. That's LifeLock.com/iHeart for 30% off. Terms apply.
Hey guys, it's Ryan. I want to tell you about my new pastime, Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has been around for over a decade, delivering the most fun you can have online. Play social casino-style games for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21+.
Identity theft can cost more than you think. Drained investment accounts, stolen tax returns, lost wages, expenses for lawyers. It's a lot. That's why LifeLock is backed by the Million Dollar Protection Package, which covers up to $3 million for the most comprehensive plan. So if your money is stolen due to identity theft, they've got your back. If you have personal expenses while resolving identity theft, like paying for travel or extra childcare, LifeLock has your back. Need coverage for lost wages because work had to take a backseat throughout all this? You guessed it. LifeLock still has your back. Plus, there's coverage if you need to pay fees for lawyers and experts to resolve your case. Don't face the burden of identity theft alone. Protect your future and finances with LifeLock. Join today. Visit LifeLock.com/iHeart and save up to 30% your first year. That's LifeLock.com/iHeart for 30% off. Terms apply.
How to have fun anytime, anywhere. Step one, go to ChumbaCasino.com.
ChumbaCasino.com. Got it.
Step two, collect your welcome bonus.
Come to Papa, welcome bonus.
Step three, play hundreds of casino-style games for free.
That's a lot of games, all for free.
Step four, unleash your excitement.
Woohoo!
Chumba Casino has been delivering thrills for over a decade. So claim your free welcome bonus now and live the Chumba life. Visit ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Identity theft can cost more than you think. Drained investment accounts, stolen tax returns, lost wages, expenses for lawyers. It's a lot. That's why LifeLock is backed by the Million Dollar Protection Package, which covers up to $1 million each for stolen funds, fees for experts and lawyers, and out-of-pocket expenses. Don't face the burden of identity theft alone. Protect your future and finances with LifeLock. Join now and save up to 30% your first year at LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.
Big transfer news today.
Who's moving?
Me. To the couch. With Domino's best deal ever since they just added stuffed crust.
Any pizza, any toppings, now with stuffed crust for $9.99.
It's a long-term contract with no release clause.
Only $9.99? Yeah, that sounds like the move. I'm heading straight to
Domino's.
Prices higher for some locations. Excludes XL and specialty pizzas. Select this offer from 6:15 through 7:26. Online only. Size availability varies by crust type. Max 7 toppings, 6 for pan and New York style crust. Minimum purchase required for delivery. Prices, participation, delivery area, and charges may vary.
Bubba Wallace here from 2311 Racing. You know what's slower than a pace car? Waiting at the car wash. That's when I fire up Chumba Casino. It turns those slow minutes into fast fun. With new games every week, you'll never get bored. Next time you're stuck in the slow lane, speed up with Chumba. Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.